そうそうそう。Chris, brother, I really appreciate it, man. Thank you for the video. I love what you guys did there with the goal board and getting members in there. And obviously you've already seen it, right? With that many people voluntarily throwing their name next to a goal on your board, and you've seen what it can do. People get excited, and this is something that gyms have been doing for a long time, creating a public area where people can put up things they want to accomplish. They can celebrate their wins, and you know, if they don't win, if they don't hit that goal, you and your staff are able to go ahead and pull them aside, and it creates an opportunity. A few things, and I've made some content on this. I've got like even local gyms around me who don't like me much because I've kind of bashed on those the ugly whiteboard 30-day goal thing that I used to have as well. Here's what I'd recommend. I do the whiteboard. I'm not even against that kind of thing, right? But what the end goal is this, right? You said you want to every day, every experience, make it the best one possible for your members. That was the genesis of this entire thing. I would highly recommend having, you know, if you have a public goal board or something like that, that's perfectly fine. But ultimately, these things, like again, anything they put on that board is going to result in needing something additional than your group class. The, you know, again, Joe Blow, like you referenced once, 10 kipping pull-ups, he's got 5. Your group class setting is not gonna do that, and I think you identify with that, like you recognize that, right? He's gonna have to probably do some kind of one-on-one coaching, some kind of a template, something to that effect. I'm telling you, the sales opportunity is never going to exist as well as it will in a one-on-one setting. So you get all these names on the board, people write them up, and then what are you texting them? Are you emailing them? Are you calling them in for individual meetings? And maybe you are, I'm not saying you're not, but for anyone watching this who heard your video and got inspired to do it, and I think you guys should, just make sure you're actually following up with it with something that has structure. I get a lot of gyms that have these goal boards. They don't sell dick. Right, like in the very beginning, I'm like, you know, we'll be talking about their opportunities for upselling additional services to improve the client experience and get them better results. And they're like, oh yeah, we have a goal board. I'm like, well, what do you do with it? Right? I guess I'm not even anti-goal board. I put for my brand, I don't like it. I think it looks like a sixth grade fucking classroom. It gets messy. You forget to clean it off. Like it looked like goals from fucking January are still there in fucking July. It just, I've rarely ever seen it done in a way where I'm like, man, that's aesthetically pleasing to me. But that's just me. I'm really fucking picky on that stuff. But for a lot of gyms, that works really well for them, right? But I think it's a cool little community thing. It's what do you do with it? Are you actually booking an appointment with those individuals? Like actually scheduling, like, hey, you put your name on the goal board. I'd love to discuss you. How do you get them? Because guess what? That shit doesn't happen in group. I think the biggest issue is on a cultural side. Too many times CrossFit gyms allude to the fact that people can get unlimited fitness, right? Come on into class and you can get whatever you want in our class. I think that's where you guys shoot yourself in the fucking foot. That is not how that works. If you want something specific, you have to do specific work for that, and that specific work is separate and a la carte and not included in class. Class is not to make you fitter on the things you specifically want. Class is us kind of spraying you with a hose of GPP, of you know these 10 aspects of fitness. If you want those 10 kipping pull-ups, Joe, you need to work on your kipping pull-ups and your strict pull-ups and your technique and your hollow body and whatever the fuck it is. And you probably need to work on that 3 times a week for a minimum of 30 minutes over the course of 12 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever the fuck it may be. You need to come up, like if you have the opposite of a bottleneck, right? You have the bottom of the bottle real wide. Everyone's throwing their goals onto the board. You then need to create a system, a funnel, or whatever, where they bottleneck. And now they go into individual meetings with people. Because here's the deal, they wrote their name on the board that they want their fucking kipping pull-ups, but you have no idea why. You don't know. Like you weren't standing there talking to them as they wrote it up. They probably did it before or after class. There's no interaction. It's very passive. It's cute. It's, you know, it's nice to have on the board, but as long as you guys are doing something with it, that's where I see the benefit. As long as you are actually then using that as like a lead board, like, okay, here are all the people that said they want more fitness. We've got more fitness in the form of personal training, skill sessions, individual program design, clinics, whatever. Now let's go ahead and follow up and book recurring appointments with them, or a first appointment, and sell them one of our additional services that will get them the additional fitness that they seek. But when you guys, you know, you spend 5 minutes after class with Sally, like, oh, let me show you a few drills and how to make that better. Like, and I know it's so hard not to, but then you can't also come to me and then, you know, I get the email or the text where someone's like, man, how do I sell personal training? None of my members will buy it. I'm like, well, yeah, because you're fucking giving it away for free every time you have 3 free minutes after class. Like, of course they're never gonna buy it. So I love it. I thank you so much for the video. I'm glad my shit's been helpful for you. I think your head's in the right place with it, but I would definitely employ you, and I think you're already there. I'm pretty much talking to everyone who saw your video and is now gonna get inspiration to maybe do a goal board. Number one, keep it clean, guys. There's nothing worse than another fucking ugly whiteboard in a goddamn CrossFit gym. Number two, use it as a giant lead generation board for you to then book individual goal setting appointments with members on that specific thing. Show up to the meeting, already know what you're gonna pitch them, and let them know. Be like, well, I can't promise you you're gonna get 10 kipping pull-ups if you come to the gym 5 days a week for the next 3 months. Because I don't know what the program is. Like, because the programming is not geared towards Joe getting 10 kipping pull-ups. That's why. You need something specific if you want some additional fitness. So those are my thoughts. Hope that helps. Thanks again, brother. Have a great day.